This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. About a year ago, the State Department of Health and Human Services identified an unusually high number of rare cancer cases in children on New Hampshire's seacoast. A task force began investigating that so-called cancer cluster last year, but their term expired. Now, the legislature is poised to create a new commission to continue that investigation. And joining me now for an update on this story and how it ties into other public health concerns on the seacoast is NHPR reporter Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
All right, so take us back to the beginning of this investigation into this cancer cluster. How did this all get started?
So this all got started a few years ago, basically with parents on the seacoast just talking, and they started to think that, well, I've heard about a number of children in the area with cancer, and they reported it to the Department of Health and Human Services. And then in February of last year, they confirmed that there was indeed a pediatric cancer cluster on the seacoast. And we're talking about, you know, a handful of cases over 10 years here. But these cancers are so rare that it did meet the definition for a cancer cluster. And so a task force was formed by then Governor Maggie Hassan with the goal of, you know, seeing if they could find out if there was a cause behind these cancers. So one of the things they established as a goal was to look into potential environmental causes. So the Coakley Landfill, which is a Superfund site in Greenland, the former Pease Air Force Base, the Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant, among others. And they sort of began looking into whether those sites might have something to do with the investigation. So that's how it all got started.
Okay. And that legislative task force was not able to identify a cause for the cancer cluster, but they did raise some concerns about those potential environmental factors, right?
Yeah, they set out to try to answer this one question of what caused the cluster, if anything. And they ended up kind of raising a whole new set of questions. I mean, one of the things I think they found was that it's just really hard to find causality when you're talking about environmental exposures. I mean, we're just exposed to so many things over a lifetime that it's hard to tell. So a really complex issue that they were trying to untangle here. But one place that the investigation did sort of center on was at the Coakley Landfill, which I mentioned earlier. So that's a Superfund site, a landfill in a residential area that took waste for many years from several seacoast towns, from the former Pease Air Force Base. And because of the task force investigation, there was some additional testing done at the site, and they discovered that there were PFCs there. And this really kind of raised the stakes for people living around the landfill, some of whom have private wells. And there was concerns about whether the contaminant could be spreading in the groundwater to their wells. And you kind of ended up in this very odd situation where you had Greenland residents and members of the Greenland Select Board traveling to a Portsmouth City Council meeting, pleading with them to have the city of Portsmouth provide municipal water. And that's because Portsmouth, it controls the only municipal well in the town of Greenland. You know, it's important to remember this all plays into a larger backdrop of fear and uncertainty about public health, and particularly water right now. I mean, you have PFCs being found at the former Pease Air Force Base, at the Saint-Gobain plants in southern New Hampshire.
And also in Vermont.
In Vermont, Bennington, right. You know, Flint, Michigan, obviously. Meanwhile, back on the seacoast, you know, children are dying of cancer. So emotions were high. Here's Amy Miller. She's a resident of Greenland, and she testified at that Portsmouth City Council meeting asking Portsmouth to help provide municipal water out to Greenland.
Please help us gain control of this situation and convince CLG that bringing public water to Breakfast Hill Road is the best alternative they have. The ramifications of another cancer cluster far outweighs the cost of piping a road.
So obviously you can really hear the emotion there and just kind of lets you understand how uncertain and fearful some folks on the seacoast are about these issues. And she mentioned the CLG, that's the Coakley Landfill Group, which administers that Superfund site now.
Okay, so it sounds like local municipalities on the seacoast are just beginning to get their hands around some of these issues. What about at the state level?
Right. So today's vote on creating a new commission is one way of addressing the issue. This bill would essentially recreate the Seacoast Cancer Cluster Task Force as a legislative commission. Another way the state is trying to respond or could possibly respond is through a separate commission that would take a proactive role in trying to identify public health threats by compiling data from various sources around the state. Remember, in the case of this pediatric cancer cluster, it was discovered because local residents reported it. So, you know, basically what I think we have here is the very beginnings of local and state responses to a concern about water contamination that's going to be around for a long time. I mean, we're likely to continue finding PFCs in new sources around the state. So this cancer cluster just happened to be a kind of a nexus of a lot of those issues and will likely be for some time.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Jason Moon.